Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for January the 8th. Today's devotion is entitled, First Things First. We'll be looking at the New Testament, reading from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. In Christ's Sermon on the Mount, He addressed people weighed down by anxiety over everyday needs like food, drink, and clothing. He taught that worry revealed misplaced priorities and a lack of faith. Jesus called His followers to a radical reorientation of life. He commanded them to pursue God's kingdom, His reign, rule, and purposes, and to seek His righteousness by living in alignment with God's will. In doing so, Jesus contrasted pagan striving with childlike trust, reminding His audience that their Heavenly Father already knew their needs. The promise was not excess or ease, but faithful provision. By placing this command at the climax of His teaching on anxiety, Jesus made clear that freedom from worry flows from reordered loves. Seeking God first was not passive spirituality, but active allegiance, trusting that obedience to the King never leaves His children uncared for. We are constantly tempted to reverse Jesus' order, seeking all these things first and fitting God in afterward. When we do, anxiety grows and peace shrinks. Jesus calls us to live differently. We are to pursue God's reign in our decisions, schedules, finances, and relationships, and to desire righteousness that reflects His character. This does not remove responsibility, but it reshapes motivation. We work, plan, and provide, not as fearful strivers, but as trusting children. When we put God's kingdom first, we learn that He is a faithful Father who supplies what we truly need, often in ways we could not predict. The cure for worry is not control, but commitment, putting first things first. Let's pray. Dear Father, we confess that we often seek lesser things before Your kingdom. Help us to reorder our hearts and priorities so that Your reign and Your righteousness come first in our lives. Teach us to rest in Your promises rather than our own efforts. In Jesus' name, amen.